Chaz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Have you been doing any holiday shopping yet?
No.
Yeah, I've been online. You don't know what to get. What the hell to get?
What do you get?
Let's bring on the gadget guy.
He'll know.
What's the cool gadget gift to get this year? Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider.
Guys.
On Good Morning. Did you hear his brain just turn on?
Exactly right.
Click. Hello. Right.
Powering up.
Hello. Top five cool gadgets for the Christmas time.
Oh, my God. Top five. I'd say the hot thing, of course, are smartphones are very big always, and they're no different this year. Flat screen TVs, of course, are huge.
All right. You're throwing a lot at me. Hold on. Let's start with the smartphone. What do you recommend?
Well, I mean, it's a lot about who you are. I mean, some people need an Apple device. Apple is obviously huge, so I'm not going to tell you no. But there are also some other less expensive brands out there that have some of the same features, if not more features. So whether you go with an Android or there's some really great choices out there, including a company called, let me see if I get this right, TCL. And then you kind of see them when you have the big box stores like Costco, you see they have these big flat screen TVs. They also now make a phone that is phenomenal, and it's about $400, and it's 5G, believe it or not.
Nice.
Interesting.
TCL.
Yeah. All right, then you mentioned flat screens. What do you like there?
It really, I think, get your best deal because they're about the same.
You know, you're
honestly,
the gadget guy. You got to be telling me what to get. You can't tell me to go look.
Right.
Come on now. You got to commit. I know you don't want to make anyone upset, but you could recommend.
Just tell us.
Something you like.
We won't tell anybody.
LG right now has this 55-inch nano screen for under $500 at Target. I think that's pretty good.
That's nuts. That is nuts.
That's very
nuts. I mean, I remember buying a 40-inch screen like over $1,000.
We're having a hard time hearing you.
The gadget guy's hard to hear.
The gadget guy doesn't know how to use. The gadget guy doesn't know how to use his cell phone.
I haven't changed phones. Someone out there, get me a gift of a phone.
Really, you would think the gadget guy would have a good cell phone.
I do. It's a bad signal. I have a good phone, bad signal.
Okay. All right. The signal guy. See,
You have to call the signal guy for that. So anyway, I found a couple of Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals out there.
One more thing before we move on. 80-inch flat screen. Is there one out there that you like?
I couldn't hear you this time. One more time.
80-inch flat screen.
80, yes.
Yeah, now I can hear it. Yeah, again, there's a LG also has something in that category, too. It's going to be more than 500, but you can get it for under 1,000. So
crazy, right? Crazy.
It's like you see a car on TV, it's the same size the actual car coming at you. Like, Right.
Yeah, I want a theater experience at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, 75-inch screen, which is considered like, who could get a 75-inch screen? Now it's pretty much commonplace. They're available at Costco and Target. So Walmart has it, too.
I'm not a big TV person. There are some people who they change TVs every couple of years.
Yeah.
I haven't made a big television purchase since 2004.
I have every TV I ever owned still on my house.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Time to buy a new TV.
Yeah.
AJ,
time to buy a new TV. Get on it.
No. I mean, I'm using a new one, but the old ones I kept and never threw them out.
I think the newest TV you have, you won at the holiday party.
I did, yes.
In the raffle.
Yes.
Oh, my.
About 8 years ago.
So,
yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like 10, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, so Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider, we're linked up to his stuff. He's on. So top five cool gadgets this year to get for Christmas.
Okay, well, these are like some deals I found, so that's sort of what I've gone after. So, for example, Audible is normally like $150. Right now, for this weekend, you can get it for $99 for their membership, which is a 33% savings at Amazon, for example. The Amazon Echo Dot, that little thing that I know that you hate, but some people love. It's normally about, because you've told me in the past, you hate it.
He remembers
it. Oh, you heard it, yeah.
I remember.
Do you remember why I hate it?
He wrote down in red.
You don't want it listening to you all the time. You're scared of what you're saying. You must say awful things at home, but you don't want anyone listening to you.
No, I don't say awful things at home. I talk to my wife. I don't want Jeff Bezos in my freaking living room. I talk to my wife about something, and then it comes up in my feed of all these ads.
Oh. If you had Jeff Bezos in your living room and you had a problem, like, honey, I can't pay the mortgage, Jeff would just say, hey, look, I got some pocket change here. I'm going to buy the house for you. I mean, you would want Jeff listening to what Jeff is
you'd
saying.
Like that, but maybe it could happen, though.
Yeah, I like my privacy.
Okay. So anyway, normally about $40. You can get it now on Best Buy for $19.
That's pretty good.
I know.
So you're going to pay them $19 to get inside your house. That's a good one. Go ahead.
You're giving them the key for $19.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Please, okay. Come and listen to every word I say, and I'll pay you money.
You got to say really bizarre stuff like having sex with wildlife.
That's a felony.
I wonder what's going on in this house.
Don't say yourself. Blame somebody else.
All right.
You hear about Phil?
I knew you were going to go with that. I knew it.
All right, Steve Greenberg, the Innovation Insider. What about this Circuit Explorer?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a cool, if you're looking for a great gift for a kid, this thing is amazing. You snap all the pieces together, and you actually learn how a circuit's built, and then you actually make like a little car or a castle, and like there's a light, there's a motor and whatnot. You just snap them together. It's sort of like somewhere between an Erector set and Legos, but the pieces, when you put them together, can actually do things. So
we need two of these, and we need to have AJ go up against a kid and see who could build the best and fastest.
Oh, nice.
My money's on
can
the kid. I don't even know what kid you're picking out, and I'm playing with the kid.
I'm going to make a robotic hand and smack him in the head.
Steve Greenberg is very smart.
Hey,
you
Steve.
Can tell.
Hey. I felt that.
HP Sprockets printer.
Okay, so this is a little mini printer. It's about the size of a smartphone that you can then take your pictures from your smartphone and print them out. And when you have these hard copies, actually the back peels off and they can become like stickers. So you could then put it, especially
for a
teenager, on a notebook or a locker or a pencil case or whatnot. So it really gives you access to, it's a great way to get those pictures out of the phone and into the real world as opposed to everything be digital.
Hmm.
$79.
That sounds great. It just sounds, I was not surprised that Ashley thought making stickers is very cool.
That's cool.
That sounds like fun. You could turn your photos into stickers.
I'm 31. I want to make photos into stickers.
Yeah,
where are you going to put stickers?
It's like a peel
on your notebook?
Yeah, put them on my phone.
On my bicycle?
Right.
Put them on Darby's collar.
On my forehead?
Oh, you could put them on the refrigerator.
Barbie's dream house.
All over the master bedroom.
Right. Oh, you're peeling stickers and everything, yes.
Sure Pet Care Animo.
So this is a little device that goes on your dog's collar, and it monitors his or her behavior the whole day long.
Well,
so not only how many calories it's burning, but also if it's been barking during the daytime and what time it happened, scratching, any kind of, questionable behavior, it's keeping track of it. It sends it to your smartphone, and you have an idea what's going on with your dog when you're not with your dog.
Let's see, sniffing hinies, putting nose in crotch.
Yeah.
Eating its own poop.
Exactly. Whoa, really high on that one. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a point where we're just getting too much information?
No.
Do you need all that?
Especially if your dog's been, your dog's barking in the afternoon, you're gone, and for some reason at 3 o'clock every day, he barks for 25 minutes straight. It's good to know what's going on, and maybe there's something that needs to be done around
that. Can you just put a camera up and know everything?
Look, it says right here, hacking into my savings account online. That's a smart dog.
Right. TV goes on every day, 5 minutes after I leave.
Right, check it. Who ordered pizza?
he's going shopping online every day. You want to know if he's shopping online every day.
Right. I would think that collar is important if you have an elderly dog. You can monitor his health.
There's nothing here.
Yeah, you check your phone. Yep, I know what I'm coming home
to. Flatline.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
honey. I don't see now. And also, if you had the Echo at home, you could talk about this, and then Jeff this guy can help you out.
Right, too. Right. You know, doing the kids probably couldn't come home for a couple hours. I got something I got to do. By the way, don't look in the backyard.
Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider on what else do you like this year for gadgets?
Okay. So many different areas to go in.
Mouthpiece, Steve. Mouthpiece.
Okay.
You don't even know how to use the easiest gadget to use.
Apple AirPods, normally about $130, $140. Walmart has it for $99.
Nice.
And then Cinemood is this really cool projection. Now, you're going to, so online, there's all these 360 videos, like of going a safari in Africa, whatnot. This is a projector that projects in 360.
Whoa.
So you take the image down from YouTube, shoot it through this projector, it's like a softball, and you can shoot it on the wall. But let's say you want to look up or to the right or behind you. You can circle that wherever you direct this camera. That's what you'll see in the video. This is hard to explain on radio.
That's cool. Play Africa by Toto.
But you're able to see up, down, and all around, just projecting this like a spotlight screen anywhere you shoot it. So it's kind of a different kind of
that's amazing.
Cinema mood.
How much is that?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's pricey. Normally it's like $850, but now it's on sale for $650. I think if you use a code when you go to their site. Ho ho ho. Is
I'm thinking $300.
Ho 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 is a funny code.
Ho ho! Holy crap!
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, why don't you wear a mask and rip it off?
Is there an earbud out there that will silence your spouse?
What are you looking at me for?
No. Those are called earplugs.
Oh, okay. I would buy that for Jennifer, and her life would be better. My life would be better. Yeah.
There's that stuff you can put in the food. It makes them go night-night.
That's why she's feeding me chicken.
Gotcha.
All right, Steve, we're going to link up to all your stuff at the radio station's websites, WPLR.com, 95.9TheFox.com. Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider, and he hosts that YouTube gadget game show called What the Heck Is That?
Nice.
So,
I heard that before.
Check it out.
Have a
you
great...
guys better become subscribers. I want subscribers.
Okay, fine. Be like that.
GadgetGameShow.com. Okay.
All right, this will be AJ's challenge.
What?
Okay, good.
What were we just talking about?
Oh, that whole thing? Okay.
Gadget game show. He has to become a subscriber. I'm going to be looking for him now.
All right. AJ, how do you become a subscriber?
You go to that thing he just mentioned.
Right. Then what?
Then you ask Phil to help you.
All right, Steve. I think you're talking to the wrong group.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Go to the YouTube channel and click the little button that says subscriber. That's all it takes.
Perfect.
You can do it. You can do it.
We will do it.
I'm counting on it.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. Right. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
He's like a dog all of a sudden. You can do it. Who's a good boy?
I love him.
AJ, do you even have a YouTube account?
He has the perfect voice for a gadget guy.
He does.
I know.
Yeah, because he's excited and he's nerdy and it's great.
Yeah. Right.